Jerry Lee there at the end of the road. Of course, another well-known artist, well-known nowadays in the pop world, who started off rocking his way through the Sun Studios was Roy Orbison. Here's one of his early ones called I Like Love. Believe it or not, Mr. Roy Orbison there with I Like Love. Now back to Johnny Cash, our star of the evening, and I might as well make it quite plain here why he's being starred tonight. The point is that tomorrow, yes, tomorrow as ever is, Johnny is giving a concert in London at the Odeon Hammersmith. So if any of you actually want to hear him live and see him, you can tomorrow. There are two houses, I think. I'm not quite certain the times. Find those out for yourselves. At the Odeon Hammersmith tomorrow. That's why I'm trying to show you what his work is like tonight. Here's another very good one from Johnny Cash, A Mean-Eyed Cat.
I've gotta buy another ticket, gonna bring her back with me.
Johnny Cash there and A Mean-Eyed Cat. Here's a Sun artist who's achieved a great deal of fame without anybody knowing all that much about him, except for, of course, the one or two experts to whom I bow. Mr. Sonny Burgess, and I think maybe the best number of the lot, A Red-Headed Woman. Sonny Burgess classic there, Red-Headed Woman. Here are two rather obscure Sun artists, Wade and Dick, the College Kids. I'm afraid I can't tell you anything about them at all, except that this record is much sought after by some people. It's called Bop Bop Baby. Wade and Dick there, A Bop Bop Baby. And the first quarter of the show's gone already, so let me remind you that you're listening to Mike Raven on Radio 390. And this virtually is the country rock show tonight, with a very strong emphasis on the Sun label of Memphis. And starring in particular, Mr. Johnny Cash, who comes straight along here now with The Wreck of the Old 97.
They gave him his order at Monroe, Virginia, San Steve. You're way behind time. He may leave you and never return.
Now Johnny Cash there in The Wreck of the Old 97. Here's another semi-legendary type singer on the Sun label, Billy the Kid Emerson, the gentleman who produced the original version of Red Hot, which I wish I had. I'm afraid I don't, so don't be disappointed. Anyway, here he is with Something for Nothing. And that was Billy the Kid Emerson and a number called Something for Nothing. As I told you just before that one, he was the writer of the famous rock number Red Hot, and I haven't got his version of it. But I have another Sun version of it by Billy Riley, which a couple of my friends think is as good as the original. Anyway, I don't know. Here is Billy Riley's version of the last gentleman's number, Red Hot.
My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodless. Yeah! My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodless. Well, she ain't got no money, but man.